Well, good Thursday morning, everyone. Here's where things settled here on Wednesday. August feeder cattle up $1.40 at $362.05. Set feeders up $1.25 at $358.65. Notice the commercial buying there. August live cattle down 80 cents, $237.62. October live cattle down 47 cents, $233.55. Notice there that they're getting out of those August contracts as yesterday was the first day of the roll. Wednesday was the first day of that Golden Sock Commodity Index roll, and the cattle complex made it interesting, falling hard early, then recovering most of those losses by the close. Most active live cattle August contract fell $4.05 during the session, posting a low of 234.37.5, which tested support from 235 down to the June 4th low of 233.97. After running stops in that zone, the contract spent the rest of the session grinding back towards Tuesday's close, posting upside reversal by mid-afternoon at 238.50 before settling down just 80 cents. Even so, that was the eighth consecutive lower close in August live cattle. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, closed higher. The spike lows left behind Wednesday could signal a further rally here. Closed back above 100-day moving average, set a test for the 242 to 243 area in the August. On the feeder cattle, someone really sacrificed themselves down to 353.70 yesterday, only for the market to rip 10 bucks off its low and then settle at 362. All that aside, the resulting candle on the daily chart is a tough pill to swallow for those hoping for further weakness here. So today it's going to be a key off 362, and I want to pay close attention to that 363.75 up to 364 area. With that sharp break in the futures Wednesday, some cash trade did develop. Iowa reported 72 head at 250, 36 head at 251 delivered. Nebraska 375 head at 393 dressed. Kansas came in at 312 head at 243.64. Those were some of lower quality cattle. Wednesday's volume isn't enough to set the cash market. The futures break distorted the picture here, but here's where it matters. Packers have been bidding $7 to $8 lower than last week's weighted average and finding no sellers. If feeders can hold anywhere near steady cash this week, that's a major victory. Should futures rally Thursday, I wouldn't be surprised to see cash prices come in higher than Wednesday's quotes. Wednesday's slaughter estimate, 108,000 head versus 110,000 head last week. Week to date stands 318,000 head versus 324,000 head. 6,000 below last week's pace. The week is tracking towards 530,000 head, likely closer to that number than the 540,000 head that the estimates here are midweek. The cutout opened sharply lower Wednesday morning. Choice down 356, select down 299. It kept going. Choice closed down 457 at 381.20, while select fell 280 at 363.09. I'm watching that 365 area on this choice. If it's going to do it, just we'll get it down there and get it over with. And that compares to last Wednesday's choice at $10.06 lower. Select is 660 lower. Volume is 97 loads against 94 loads last week. Looking at the cutout chart there, this year's break is following virtually the same pattern and timeline as last year, but the news I'm hearing is not improving. A few weeks ago, I mentioned a possible summer low around 365. Now I'm hearing 365 might not start the descent there. One major headwind is the anticipated increases in imported beef through the end of the year, expected to keep the pressure on, particularly on lean beef for the grind. Wednesday's USDA AMS service put out a request for public input on U.S. beef grade standards, which gave me a reason to revisit something a client brought up recently. He's been involved in the meat business for quite a few years, and Wednesday morning made a statement thinking the cattle industry should consider. Mexico and all the way down to Argentina are choosing to eat no-roll strip over prime strip, and it wasn't just talking about steakhouse cuts. He was talking about beef across the board for all of it. Why that matters here, there's the Pew Research Center put out a report between 2000 and 2024. The Latino population in the U.S. nearly doubled from 35.3 million to 68 million, and that accounted for more than half the U.S. population growth during that period. And today, they're the second largest group making up one in five Americans. And they're strikingly diverse, young, and mostly U.S. born, increasingly dispersed across the country. As the cattle industry has been chasing prime grading for years, but if a growing share of the consumer prefers a leaner, lower-graded product, maybe the industry should be asking whether every fed animal in the United States needs to be upper grade, two-thirds choice, and higher. That's not a statement. That's a question worth asking. The 90% lean cow beef price peaked this year at an all-time high of $469.49, well above last year's peak under $440. A couple things that are likely to pressure that market going forward. The imports of beef for grinding are expected to increase, arriving at a lower cost than domestic products. Second, the dairy cow herd's been growing, and at some point, pressure to replace milk cows could trigger an abrupt short-term flush of cull cows into the market. All of ifs, but they're legitimate ifs. The second contract here for us carried a $10 to $16 discount here to the weekly cash since early May, which would be the August contract. Now we're looking at the October contract. With August now the nearby contract, assuming cash comes in $5 lower this week, a $9 discount put August roughly 241. Prices don't have to work that way, but as August liquidates and moves closer to becoming spot contract, that discount should narrow. A rally in futures and a declining discount to cash doesn't mean the market is bottomed. There are contracts that are further out that are going to weigh on this market the rest of the year. Bottom line, Wednesday's flush and recovery left spike lows that could support a short-term rally. Watch for a close above the 100-day moving average, set up to 242 to 243 in the August. Cash was distorted by the break, but feeders held their ground against the Packer bids. The cutout is in free fall, and 365 is what I'm looking for as a floor, but it may not be the floor. And the beef grade conversation is one the industry needs to start having seriously. On that live cattle side of things here, Wednesday, that was an absolutely wild market, and it really got sold off for no reason other than people were just, you know, getting scared. It seems like the bear is in full control, and any meaningful pop is going to be sold for right now. But my plan here for Thursday is to take it slow and watch what happens here at that 238. And if we can get above 238.5, I look for a push here to that 239.40 to 240 area. So that is your cattle market update for Thursday, July 9th. I'm Kyle Bumpston on KDHN. If you'd like to talk strategy in the cattle market, discuss cash trade, or talk about the markets in general, or I have put together some weight data here that some folks have requested here that you might want to take a look at. Give me a call here at the office at 308-708-7340. Talk with y'all on Friday.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.